start making your way up. We've given you not just the checks I'm about to hand you, but we've given you our organization, ourselves, our time, our ears. And we have a mix of people. We have one scholarship winner who's a veteran Federationist. We have two who are within really their first year in the organization, and we have one who I think this is her first Federation function. Is that right, Katie?
That's right.
Okay. So we have oh shush. Honest profession. We have a mix of veterans and young players. Okay, the first scholarship is the National Federation of the Blind of New York State scholarship in the amount of $800, and that's going to Katie Carroll. Katie's a freshman at American University in Washington, D.C. She hopes to become a diplomat, and she's also interested in care of animals. Oh, I'm going to get each of you can come up, get your check, and say a few words if you wish to.
Hey, Harvard, if you want to be Yale, you have to talk slower.
Congratulations. Where's the mic? What should I say?
I don't know. I don't script this.
Okay, then I'd just like to thank everybody here, the scholarship committee, and as this is my first convention, I'd like to thank everybody here for making it really, really pleasant, and I'm learning a lot, so thank you.
Thank you for keeping me awake today.
He needs a lot of help with that stuff. Thanks. Congratulations.
Should I go on? Next is the Marianne E. Swatton Memorial Scholarship, given by an anonymous donor. And if the winner wants to meet me in the bar afterwards, I'll tell you who it is. Teresa Chinhea from New York City. What? Oh, it's $800. I'm sorry. I always miss something. Teresa's a student at Hunter College, and she hopes to become a math teacher. I hope you met Dr. Nemeth. If you didn't, do. And she's I forgot something. And she's the newly elected secretary treasurer of the student division. Here's the important thing for the moment. Okay. And let me shake your hand. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much, the scholarship committee, for allowing me this opportunity. And I'm also very grateful for the NFB for allowing me to realize that a blind person can have and live an improved life. And I'm proud to be here and realize that I too can be a part of it and can be able to make a difference in other people's lives. I am sure I'll do good as a math teacher. I've always loved math, and I hope to be an effective math teacher, and I'm looking forward to learn Nemeth Code.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next is another National Federation of the Blind of New York State scholarship, and this one in the amount of $1,000. And that goes to Kate Mendez. Kate is a kindergarten teacher in the Bronx. Somebody has to be, better you than me, and is studying, no, I don't do that, is studying to be, is going for her master's in kindergarten teaching. Kate?
Yeah, learn them something, Kate.
Oh, and was just...
Wait, which comment, Maria?
I forgot something.
No, my babies are never going to be on the other side of a table from where I... Oh, thank you. Before you forget, thank you. No, I already decided who the 2040 candidate for the presidency of the United States is. I taught him last year. So when you all nominate Sammy Sosa in 40 years... Yeah, his name, no joke, is Samuel Sosa. I laughed when I saw it. Right? Right? Anyway, though, seriously, thank you so much. I've been here with you, and thank you for putting up with me talking. Anybody who went to the student lunch had to hear a lot of my voice today, so I'll keep this brief, but thank you so much.
And your cars are quiet.
See, this is what happens. They get thrown off my thread, and then I talk longer because I have to regroup. Now, thank everybody very much, and it's been so pleasant to be here with you.
Aren't you glad you came?
Very funny. Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I do this every day.
Kate's also our own version of a Tenbrook Fellow because this is her second scholarship, and she was today elected first vice president of our newly revitalized student division. The final scholarship. Wait, I'm getting distracted. Yeah, well, you'll see why in a second. The final scholarship, most of you know my father passed away earlier this year, and he really emphasized education. Education was very important to him. Not always. When he was in high school, he spent most of his time playing hooky. I understand that my grandmother and the truant officer were on a first-name basis. But they would see each other on the street, hi. But when he came home, he on impulse went into the Marine Corps, World War II, and when he came home, he began to realize, I think he spent some more time drinking beer and so forth, but he not too long after that, got to realize the importance of education, and he went to school, college and law school on the GI Bill, which was a sort of scholarship for people who had fought in World War II in a way to help them get a good education, and he became an attorney. And he always pushed, we were sort of, I think he was the first person in our family to get any kind of professional degree. We were always mostly blue collar before that, and he really pushed education with us. I remember he told my older sister, Meech, at one point that we had to read at least an hour a day, and my sister said she used to sit there and keep looking at the clock, saying, okay, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 57 minutes. And that was no less true for me than for my sighted siblings. He wanted us, and he wanted us to go as far as we could, and I couldn't have got the education that I got were he not supportive and willing to pay for it. He also had a really eclectic interest. Somebody asked me if I was going to put any restrictions on the scholarship, and I said no, because he had broad interests. He was interested in history. He was interested in science. He was a lawyer. He did a lot of sort of handiwork, carpentry and stuff like that. He did most of the work on building a house upstate that we have. So I am pleased to have the opportunity, with a contribution from my brother, I'm pleased to have the opportunity to give a scholarship in his honor, and that scholarship goes to Bob Crowley. Bob is at Binghamton. He's pursuing a career as a substance alcohol and substance abuse counselor. Bob?
Great.
Oh, and he's also just elected second vice president of our student division. Here you go.
Thank you, Ray.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
1,200. 1,200.
I'm not the greatest speaker, and I'm sure you really don't want to listen to me too long tonight. But I need to thank the Federation as a whole. When I first became blind, I started my mobility training like everybody else, but my cane would only come out when I went, did the training, then it would go away, and I'd pretend I could see. I'd walk with my head down, and I'd count steps, which I still do. And I figured, you know, I'm just a little blind. I'm not all the way blind, so I can do this. And I happened to find the Federation, the National Scholarship, and I had to talk to the president. So Carl called, and we began to chat for a while. And I don't, once you, the first time you talk to Carl, whenever you talk to Carl, it's like you've known him for forever, because he just, I started to talk to him about things that I normally didn't talk to people about. And when I was telling him, when I was telling him that, you know, I pretended I could see and wouldn't use my cane, he told me, well, a lot of people do that. And I thought, well, I'm not special. And he talked for a while, and he invited me to Albany, and I met Ray, who helped. I met Romeo and Dennis. And they showed me that I, just because, well, I'm old, but just because I'm blind doesn't mean I can't accomplish things. The only thing that will stop me is me, and hopefully I'm here in 50 years. I told them to bring my ashes, if not. But they're stuck with me, and I'd like to thank everybody, and thank you again.
Again, I just want to congratulate all the winners. I hope we'll see all of you here next year, the year after that, the year after that, 50 years from now. I'm going to say one unrelated thing, and I'm going to turn it back to the MC. I forgot to bring this down this afternoon, but I have in my hand, and if anybody wants to come up at the end and just check it out, I have a reel-to-reel tape. I don't have the tape machine. That was too big to bring. But I brought an actual real live. I don't know how live it is anymore, but a reel-to-reel tape.
A door prize, and I'll tell you, we should have a door prize in honor of our scholarship class of 2006. Yeah. What a wonderful class they are. We're so pleased to have you with us. We welcome you, Katie, as a first timer, and Teresa too. Really, you've been hanging out and doing work for us, but this is your first state convention, so we welcome you too. We welcome everybody else too, but we know you.